I did. They also refused to believe me. I was, I must admit, not at all surprised to hear about the reactions of either the police or his family, and I knew that Holmes would be of the same mind. The reason, of course, was that Royston Giles Tamblyn III was 12 years old and had already acquired something of a reputation in certain circles of London. The previous autumn, the Strand magazine had hosted a contest for schoolboys and schoolgirls to write an original mystery story. A panel of judges, of which I was one, were given the submissions to read and assess. The names of the authors were removed so that we did not know who had written which story, nor whether it was by a boy or a girl. The magazine, however, neglected to limit the number of submissions any young writer could submit, with the result that some industrious scholars sent in 2 or more. When the results were revealed, Master Royston Giles Tamblyn III took 1st, 2nd, and 3rd places. His stories were frankly brilliant. The characters were singularly colourful, his twists of plots deceptive and thus delightful, his settings overflowing with imaginative details, and his grasp of English vocabulary.